Welcome in. It's spooky season. Happy Halloween, everyone. Are you like trying to spook them out, or are you trying to like harmonize? Like, come on.
Both. I'm a spooky harmonizer. Okay.
My voice like gave out there. This is why my singing career died.
Did it ever start?
That's a great question.
I'm not sure it ever started.
We're getting philosophical here. Was it ever really alive? But yeah, welcome into the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. Can we just cut this? It's fine.
Not cutting this.
It is Thursday, October 31st. Before we get started, if you have not stopped listening already, I appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at the FF Phenoms. I am at Justin Herforth. You can find Andrew at PhenomAC. We have a great show for you today. It's Halloween, like we said, so we have a brand new segment called Trick or Treat. Talk us through that one a little bit, Andrew.
Yeah, so basically we're going to be breaking down some players that are the top 12 in their position right now in half-point PPR scoring, and we're kind of going to be evaluating. If we say trick, that means that this player is probably going to fall out of the top 12. You don't really want to have him on your roster. Maybe try and trade him away. If we say treat, that means that they're probably going to finish in top 12 and that we think they're going to be a valuable asset to your roster. So, Justin, why don't you start us off? You want to get in the segment?
Sure. And also, I want to point out, we do also have our matchup breakdowns, as always, and also our phenomenal starts of the week. But yeah, with that said, we can get started with the segment. So, first trick-or-treat player at the quarterback position, Andrew. Give us your quarterback.
So, I have Gardner Minshew. So, do you think that Gardner Minshew will finish as a top 12 quarterback? Is it going to be a treat for you, or is it a trick? You think that he'll have some bad weeks and fall out. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Let me pull up his schedule here. Do you have his schedule in front of you right now?
Yeah, so Gardner Minshew's schedule. So this week he plays against Houston at home. Great schedule. Then he's on bye. So automatically you're going to lose a bit of production on bye. Then he's in Indianapolis, then in Tennessee. So we got at home against Houston, bye, in Indy, in Tennessee.
So he's sitting at the quarterback 11 right now. I think he's going to slide a little bit outside of the top 12. So I'm going to say trick there.
Okay.
Obviously, I think he'll be like probably around quarterback 15 by the end of the year. If he does stay the starter, I know the possibility is still out there that Nick Foles, when he's healthy enough to return from that broken collarbone that he suffered in week one, that he will take the starting job back. That still remains to be seen. I think Minshew will keep the job. But I think he finishes around that quarterback 14-15 range. So just outside of that top 12. He's still a solid streamer, for sure. Somebody you like, if he's on your waiver wire, scoop him up, play him, especially this week. We'll talk about him a little bit later on in the show as well. He's got some good matchups, and I think he's a great player to start in those positive matchups.
All right, so who do you have for your quarterback?
So my quarterback, I actually have Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals. So Kyler is currently sitting at the quarterback 8 position. He has yet to have his bye. That is in week 12. So this week, obviously, tonight, he's playing against the San Francisco 49ers at home.
Pretty kind of a rough matchup against the 49ers.
They're the second best defense against the quarterback. We can probably all guess who the number one is at this point in time. He has the 49ers this week. He's at Tampa Bay next week. That's a great matchup. And then he's got the 49ers again. So 2 out of 3, pretty gross matchups. Then he's his bye. So you're 3 of the next 4 weeks, you're losing a lot of production there. Then he's got the Rams, Steelers, Browns, and Seahawks to round out the fantasy season.
Yeah, I mean, he's at home 3 weeks in a row, 13, 14, 15, mm-hmm. So you might have good production there. But I'm going to say trick. I don't think he finishes top 12. Just because I don't think he's going to have a great game tonight. If he couldn't have a good game in against the Giants when they're in technically – New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, he said 2+ matchups. He put up 6.96 and 10.1 against the Saints in week 7 and 8. So definitely he's kind of hitting that rookie wall, it looks like, right now. It remains to be seen if he's going to like pick things back up. But for right now, it's tough.
It depends on your team. Like, basically, obviously right now for Kyler, you might have to start him tonight depending on, you know, when you hear this, you might have already played him. Hopefully he does well. But this is... counting tonight, this is probably 1 out of the next 4 weeks you're going to be able to play Kyler, and So honestly, on my team, I'm just gonna be benching him. So I'd look to trade him away. You can find streaming quarterbacks during those weeks anyway. I'll get into my running back. My running back is Mark Ingram. Are you going to treat him like a piece of candy, grab him up, eat it like a? Is he a Kit Kat, or is he a
mound?
Dot?
Oh, a dot.
A dot.
Who eats a dot?
Exactly.
I'm gonna say Mark Ingram is a dot.
Oh, you're saying trick?
Yes.
So what do we have? We got three tricks, huh?
Yeah, three tricks
so far.
So Mark Ingram, he's still in that territory. I believe that you could probably still sell high on him. I know he's had a couple bad games, but he's currently RB12, so he does have that value. People see his rank and be like, oh, wow, I'm getting a really quality player here. But he is so matchup-dependent. He's more or less relying on falling face forward into the end zone.
Yep.
He
doesn't get that over. He hasn't hit the over 20 carry mark yet. You don't expect the Ravens to do that at this point.
He's got the Patriots this week, so that's pretty bad.
They're number one against the fantasy running back. So.
Then he gets the Bengals next week, so literally the polar opposite.
Yeah.
So next week he's a fantastic start against the Bengals. But then he's got some difficult matchups.
At home against Houston, that's pretty good with J.J. Watt out now. I'd consider that a decent matchup. You're not benching him that week. And then at the Rams, that's not great. And then at home against San Francisco, not great. So, yeah, I mean, you might run into a rough stretch with Ingram here. Just don't expect it to be RB1 potential. I'd look kind of mid-tier RB2 at this point. So, moving over to your running back, what do you got?
So, I have Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers. So, Eckler, if I can pull him up here, my phone is lagging behind a little bit. We're thriving here, guys.
That's all right. You know, obviously now he's splitting the time with Melvin Gordon, so he was off to the hot start in the beginning of the year. We know that's partly because, I mean, Melvin Gordon wasn't there, and they were giving him a ton of work, so, yeah. But what's his schedule looking like this year?
Yeah, so Austin Eckler right now. So this week he's got a fine matchup against the Green Bay Packers. And he's at Oakland versus KC before the bye. So then after that, he's got Denver, Jacksonville, Minnesota, Oakland to round out the season. So Eckler's currently sitting at the RB4 and half point PBR formats. So do you think Eckler is a trick or treat? So is he a Kit Kat bar or I'm going to say Mounds bar.
Oh, Mounds. Is that the one with...
Has the coconut in there?
Coconut is terrible, first of all.
Whoever likes coconut...
Coconut is terrible in everything.
Horrible choices.
Yes, exactly.
Horrible life decisions.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm going to say attempt to trade away Eckler while you can. I don't think he's not RB1 caliber. He's, again, this is similar to Mark Ingram, except he's worse than Mark Ingram even. He's probably, you're looking at, maybe a low-end RB2. So I'm looking, definitely saying trick for this one as well. I don't think, right now he is what, the RB4 Eckler is?
He's RB4.
So he does have a considerable lead to stay in the top 12 for the year.
I think he's going to stay in the top 12. I think he's
USA treat.
I think he's just going to make that
the
threshold.
Only thing is if... It would be treat based on fantasy finish, but
yes.
That doesn't mean that his production's going
exactly.
to... Yeah. He's probably going to have limited production.
So he's had the best value he's going to have rest of the season. Like, he'll get you those 9, 10 points most weeks just from those receptions that he's getting. He's not getting a lot of work on the ground. Last 4 weeks, he's gotten 3, 5, 5, and 3 carries.
But yeah.
The first 4 weeks, he went 12, 17, 9, and 18. So that... obviously, since Melvin Gordon's come back, that workload's dropped considerably.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say his production down the latter half of the season will kind of regress a little bit.
All right, I'll move into my wide receiver. This wide receiver is Tyler Lockett.
Mm.
Explosive wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Tyler Lockett, we know that he can literally have one big play and automatically he's a downfield threat. This week he plays at home against Tampa. Fantastic matchup. Then right after that, though, he goes on the road to San Francisco. Not a great matchup. Also, Lockett is sitting at the wide receiver 11. Wide receiver 11. He still has his bye in week 11. Mm-hmm. So then Tyler Lockett, after his bye, plays at Philly. Good matchup. At home against the Vikings. Pretty good matchup. So, Lockett has a decent schedule, honestly. He has a decent schedule. So, do you think he finishes as a wide receiver 1? Is he a trick or a treat? He's on the fringe wide receiver 1 right now.
Where's his rank right now?
Right now, he's the 11th wide receiver for half-point scoring.
I think he is a treat.
Yeah.
I think he's going to...
I agree.
I think he's a great play rest of season. Worst case scenario, he's a wide receiver too most weeks, but he does have a huge upside. He could blow up each and every week. So he's one of those guys. It only takes one play for him to make your week, and I think he does that considerably. I know he plays the Eagles in week 12. I'll be in attendance of that game, so I'm sure he's going to have a great game that night over in Philly. So I think it's a great stretch for him down the stretch, and
yep.
I think he's going to really come through for you.
For reference here, really quick, I'm going to read you off the fantasy, these defenses, and what they give for the fantasy wide receiver in terms of rank. So this is just off his past seven matchups. I'm going to read off some numbers. For example, Cincinnati was number 13th. Also, just got some breaking news that Josh Gordon is being released off IR today. That's breaking news. So Tyler Lockett, recent matchups for the beginning of the season. The teams against wide receiver, this was their rank, 13, 17, 21, 19, 11, 16, 20. So none of them have been lower than 21. Except for 28, which was last week. Now he gets 29, 3, which is bad, 31, 23, 11, 26. So
that's juicy.
Yeah, that's juicy. All right, who's your wide receiver? Enough talking about Lockett.
So my wide receiver is Keenan Allen of the LA Chargers. We're keeping it local there with Austin Eckler. So Keenan Allen, currently sitting at the wide receiver 12 on the year. He was explosive this first 3 weeks, put up 22, 13, and 37 weeks 1 through 3. From weeks 4 through 8, his high game is 8.8 in those half PPR formats. So the target share is still there for Keenan Allen, especially the last 2 weeks, 21 targets over those last 2 weeks. Just the production has not been there. I know he's dealing with that hamstring right now, but it looks like he's good to go.
Should be fine.
He should be fine with that. So this week he's got Green Bay, tough matchup, at Oakland next week, great matchup. Then he's versus KC, the bye. He's at Denver, who they're great against the wide receiver position, and he struggled mightily back in week 5. He only had 3.8 points in that matchup. He's at Jacksonville versus Minnesota, then versus Oakland to round out the schedule. So do you think Keenan Allen is a trick or treat?
This is a little tough because his matchups are not great. I'm going to say treat, though.
Okay.
I'm going to say treat.
I was waiting for you to say trick, and I was going to go berserk.
I'm going to say treat, though, because this is Keenan Allen. He's still going to get hyper-targeted. Mike Evans and Hunter Henry are going to eat into the targets here.
You say Mike Evans?
Yeah, yeah. Mike Evans would really eat into the targets. Mike Williams, I mean. But I still think Keenan Allen's going to finish as a low-end wide receiver one. He might stay at 12, honestly, but... I mean, just because of how it works, you know, Chargers might get down. They're going to have to throw the ball. Keenan's going to have a good year, even though he hasn't been good recently. I mean, he's coming off 11 and 10 targets, so he just hasn't been able to produce. It'll happen. Honestly, I think he has
a good... My bold take, it's this week.
Yeah, I think it could be this week. If not, it's probably the next week at Oakland.
He is like...
So you shouldn't be waiting long.
He like, rides that wave like no one I've ever seen in fantasy football.
Of just doing like bad
he,
for consecutive...
He literally has those stretches where he's like invisible in the offense. Yeah. And then he goes out like last year, week one, he blew up for 20 points and he had performances of 9.7, 3.9, 9.8. And then he blew up and he was great down the stretch of the season as well, right in the meat of that fantasy schedule. So he can win you a league. If you're able to go trade for him right now before he does blow up. But he's just a great asset for you to have down that stretch of the year because he turns it on like no one.
Yep, agreed. All right, so those were our trick-or-treat players. Also, if you guys celebrate Halloween, I hope you have a good Halloween. I'm not going out trick-or-treating, personally.
It's his first year not trick-or-treating. He's 22 years old.
I'm not... 20... Wait, am I...
Do not
I'm 23.
You? Oh, you're 23. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. I'm more mature than 22, okay?
Oh, he's 23.
No, I'm probably like maturity of like 16, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe 16. Okay. But let's get into these matchups here. We're not going to talk about the Thursday night game. We're going to release a tweet. You probably already saw the tweet if you're listening to this regarding players to start and sit in that game because this is Thursday that we are recording. So let's get into the 9:30 a.m. London game. Texans at Jaguars. Texans side, who are you playing in this one?
So Texans side, on the offensive side, obviously Deshaun Watson. He's a must start each and every week. Running back position, Carlos Hyde. I think he's a solid running back too. This week, lower end RB2, just because of that sheer volume he will be getting, especially over in London. That turf isn't the greatest, so they're gonna try and ground and pound, I think, a little more than usual. Duke Johnson. Not crazy about him. Maybe you could flex him if you are so inclined to start him. I know there's bye weeks right now with the Falcons, Bengals, Rams, and Saints all on bye, so you might need to play Duke Johnson. You could do a lot worse than him as a flex option. At the receiver position, DeAndre Hopkins, each and every week, not a question. Kenny Stills, then, I think he's in that wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3 range.
He didn't produce for you last week.
He did not produce for you last week, but I think there should be no reason that he couldn't perform for you this week. He is a big play threat. And I think it's a solid matchup, as A.J. Boye will be all over DeAndre Hopkins. And that cornerback 2 position is not the strongest for Jacksonville beside Boye.
And on the Jaguars side, Minshew is a great streaming option this week.
Yes, he is.
Consider him a quarterback 1. Leonard Fournette, you're playing every week. DJ Chark, you're also playing every single week at this point. Expect a good game from him. Do you consider playing Chris Conley in this matchup if D.D. Westbrook misses?
I would definitely play Chris Conley if that is the case. Houston, they struggle mightily against the wide receiver. I think they're ranked 27th against the pass for fantasy points-wise. So they struggle mightily. The secondary has been beat up all season long. I think Conley is going to have a pretty solid day for you.
Okay, let's move over to the Bears at Eagles. The Bears side. They decided to give David Montgomery the ball. So, do you see that? Oh, man. You don't think he's doing well this week, do you?
No. So, he has a really tough matchup this week in Philly. I think the Eagles' defense, they're starting to find their stride a little bit. They had a good game last week.
They have to at this point.
They need, their backs are against the wall. They need to perform, and that's when they seem to perform their best on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're really going to have a good day. The Eagles defense is going to have a really good day, especially stopping David Montgomery. You could probably still start Montgomery just for that touchdown upside. I think he's going to see a lot of work in this game because Trubisky, he's just not that great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to try and air it out a little bit, but
do you think he gets traded next year?
Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah.
I think they're going to stick with him.
How long? Or just bench, do you think?
I think they're still gonna.
He should have succeeded this year. Like,
I think they're gonna ride him. I think they're gonna ride him out until that contract expires.
Like, you have Allen Robinson, David Montgomery. I guess maybe next year might be the last chance.
Yeah, I think he's still another year under his belt, but it's not looking good at this point in time.
So wide receivers other than Allen Robinson, you're staying away.
I'm staying
even in a good matchup.
Yeah, maybe if you're desperate, you could maybe play like a Taylor Gabriel.
But probably no.
Probably yeah, not. Probably. If you're in that deeper format, maybe he's like a wide receiver 3 at that point. But you likely have a better option than Taylor Gabriel on your roster there. Tight end-wise, not really anybody worth writing home about. Tariq Cohen, stay away from him. Not really crazy about him as well. So only guys I'm really looking to start are Allen Robinson, if you're desperate, David Montgomery as like a
low-end RB2.
Low-end RB2, high-end flex option.
And then for the Eagles side, Miles Sanders,
he's a little banged up right now. Coach Doug Peterson said he's likely going to be okay, but just monitor the practice reports. Make sure he is active. If he's active, he's a solid play for you. If he's not active, Jordan Howard's stock goes even higher, and I think Jordan Howard has a great stock to begin with. It's a revenge game. I think it's actually a good revenge game for Jordan Howard. He's basically kicked to the curb. They drafted Montgomery. And that's after Jordan Howard produced for them for 2 or 3 years. So
you expect mid-end RB2 game? What are you thinking?
From Jordan Howard?
Yeah.
I'm saying high-end RB2.
High-end RB2?
I think he's going to have a really good
day. You're thinking about like 15 points somewhere around there?
I think that's probably the threshold you're looking at. I think he's going to score a touchdown. They're going to give him a lot
maybe
of work.
Get 80 on the ground, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a really solid day for you.
And then for the wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, is he a flex level play, wide receiver 2 level play for you this week?
Yeah, I think he's a lower end wide receiver 2 just because of that volume he will be receiving. Rumor has it DeSean Jackson may be back. He's back at practice. There was practice reports of I saw videos of him like jogging through the routes. It was a very light jog. It was almost like a brisk walk.
It still
walk.
Has to be pretty quick if it's DeSean Jackson. Yeah. A jog? I bet you his jog is faster than my sprint.
It might be.
I bet you. Like, he's just jogging casually.
It was a really light jog. If you see the video on Twitter, he was going at like maybe 20% on that.
Oh, okay.
So he was going pretty light. I think it was more like, I'm hoping it was like a walkthrough of that, not him actually practicing. But we'll see if that practice speed ramps up a little bit as the week goes by. Only a couple of days of practice left for the
Eagles. Stash him if he's on your waivers?
Yeah, if he's there, stash him for sure. He could be a good guy down the stretch. The Eagles have great matchups as that playoff run ensues. So definitely just keep him on your bench if he's available. But Carson Wentz, I don't know if we touched him.
Not yet.
Yet. But Carson Wentz.
I've not touched him yet. I'd like to meet him.
I'd like to shake that man's hand.
I know. Think about, if only he actually like won the Super Bowl though, because then you could say technically he touched the trophy though.
He did.
So
he held it.
Then you held the trophy. You can say you held the trophy, because if you touched a hand that's holding the trophy,
is that how it works?
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
If you know someone that's shaking hands with Ariana Grande.
Okay.
If you shake hands with them. You've shaken hands with Ariana Grande. Congrats.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. I'm 100% sure.
Do you know someone that's shaken hands with Ariana Grande?
No, but I want to know them. And if I shake their hand, then I can say, hi, me and Ariana are best friends. Don't argue it.
No, I'm just trying to like...
It's Halloween. Don't argue
I'm
logic
just, like,
on Halloween.
I'm picturing like Zach Galifianakis giving like, all the numbers going around in his head. Oh, yeah. That's what's going on in my head right now. Like, this makes zero sense to me right now.
Don't question it. Tight ends, are you playing... Now, Zach Ertz has not been doing good, but you're still playing him?
Yeah, of course. Like, Zach Ertz, he's still a high-quality play.
Goddard?
Yeah, I think Goddard's a good solid start as well. He's seeing a lot of work, especially towards that goal line area. He scored a touchdown the last couple games, and he's seeing his target share increase each and every week. His snap percentages are going up as well. So I think if he's on your waiver wire, stash him for sure. If you need a tight end play this week, you could play Dallas Goedert.
Moving on to the Colts Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Colts side, Marlon Mack, you're starting him every week. Jacoby Brissett, are you considering streaming Brissett at all in this matchup? It's not the greatest matchup.
It's not a great matchup, but with the four teams on bye, if you're like a Matt Ryan owner or a Drew Brees owner, you need someone to play. Brissett's not the worst option for you that's out there, if he somehow still is out there. Brissett's a solid
maybe like 16 points.
Yeah, he's pretty safe overall. He has that rushing floor as well. I think he's an okay play. That Pittsburgh secondary is pretty solid. That defense is pretty stout overall. So I would kind of temper expectations. He won't get that blow-up week or anything from Jacoby Brissett, but he won't hurt you.
T.Y. Hilton, you're starting in this game. Eric Ebron, you can take the shot on Ebron. Again, this is the same situation you deal with every single week. You're hoping for the touchdown. You might not have another option. I wouldn't play anyone else on the Colts side.
Marlon Mack?
Yeah, I already said him.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening.
Wow. This is terrible. Time for a new host here of the show. Okay, and then moving to the Steelers side, James Conner. This is an auto start. And then Juju. Are you playing anyone else but James Conner and Juju?
Maybe if you're desperate, take a shot on Deontay Johnson. That's if you're really desperate. The bye weeks, they're killing you out there right now. Say somehow like Michael Thomas and Robert Woods. You need someone to play. You're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel there in the waiver wire. Scoop up Deontay Johnson. He's seen a good target share. He had a good game last week against Miami. It was Miami. But
he's shown a good rapport with Rudolph.
Yeah, he's shown some good rapport there. They have good chemistry. So I think Deontay Johnson's a solid, maybe low-end flex play for you. You could definitely start him.
Vance McDonald, I don't think he participated in practice.
Away.
Yeah,
I'm kind of done with him at this point until proven otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to touch on something real quick, Eagles defense in that previous matchup is a great play.
Fantastic play.
In this matchup, the Steelers defense is an okay play.
Yeah, I mean they're not the worst play, but
it's okay.
Yeah, they're kind of middle of the pack there.
Moving over to the next 1 o'clock game, the New York Jets take on the Dolphins. Wow.
Oh, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Great game. Woo! Unfortunately, I have to play Sam Darnold in this game. Not excited about it. But this could be a high scoring affair. I mean, both defenses aren't that great. This could easily just be Ryan Fitzpatrick and Sam Darnold throwing the ball for like 300 yards each, putting up a couple touchdowns. On the Jets side, you're playing Lev Bell. Robbie Anderson, are you confident in his ability to perform this week? He hasn't really done much all season.
I absolutely am. The Dolphins are horrendous against the pass, and they actually just lost Xavier Howard for the year.
Did get Aqib Talib.
He's not playing.
He's not playing in this game?
I think he's been on IR.
Is he? So they traded him while he was on IR?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that.
So he's likely not going to play a single down for the Dolphins.
Oh, boy. So yeah, these Dolphins are going to be...
Their secondary is decimated right now. Robbie Anderson, I think he's going to blow up this week.
Okay. Wide receiver, still wide receiver 2 level start.
Yeah.
Low end 2.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Chris Herndon might play this week. We will see. If he does play, are you starting him right away?
Probably not. I'm going to wait and see. I know Ryan Griffin, he's looked pretty solid there the last couple games. I think he scored 2 touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
For the Jets, so...
You're not playing Ryan Griffin, though, are you?
No, I'm not going to start either one of those guys. Just because if Herndon's inactive, maybe you could start Ryan Griffin.
You could try.
But if Herndon is active, I'm kind of going to wait and see how that pans out between the two of those guys. I think Herndon, at the end of the day, like by end of season, will take over that job. But I think at first it will become like a timeshare.
Yep.
So it's kind of iffy at that point who to play.
You're probably not taking a shot on any other Jets wide receiver here.
Maybe Jameson Crowder. That's probably about it.
Yeah. If you want, you can go for it. Dolphin side. Patrice,
it's not a bad play.
Or Devontae Parker, which one?
If I had to choose between the two, I'd probably go Devontae Parker. He's been more steady throughout the season. He's got that target share. Good rapport with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he'll find the end zone this week. For the Dolphins, as rare as that's been all season long for any Dolphin, he actually will find the end zone. They kind of like had that area kind of like barricaded. Yeah. They don't want you to get through there, but they kind of just run over that wall.
It's because
at that point.
Dolphins can't do anything on land.
Yeah.
So this is the real question: why are the Dolphins playing on land?
Yeah. See, I know like their practice field is like a big pool.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's the problem. That's why they're doing bad.
They're swimming circles around everybody in that pool, but once they get on that field, they try and swim and. They drown.
Now, man. We figured it out.
They're drowning out there, Andrew.
They're literally playing against the Jets, who can fly in planes.
Yeah.
How are you going to win?
A drowning Dolphin versus a flying Jet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to work.
The Dolphins
Solid facts here.
The Dolphins could actually win this game this week. I could see a scenario where they win this game.
Someone's got to win this game.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Walton, are you playing him? He's the starting running back?
Yeah, I mean...
Flex level, though?
Yeah, I mean... Volume-wise, he's going to see the volume, so I would start him. Best-case scenario is a low end, too. He's a decent flex play for the most part. I don't feel good about it, but he's seen the volume. The Jets aren't the greatest against the run. They just traded Leonard Williams to the Giants.
Yep.
So that there's a void there on that defensive line. So I think they could be had on the ground.
If you have to, you can go for it. But who knows?
I'm facing Mark Walton this week, so he's likely gonna blow up. So make sure you start him.
All right, let's get off of that game now. Let's move to a much more exciting game. Even though, what a good game this would be if Patrick Mahomes was.
I think it's still gonna be a good game.
It probably will, but it's just not as exciting.
Matt Moore, he was competent last week. I think
he
had like 267 and 2. Through the air last
week. It's just not the same, like, excitement as watching the game and seeing Moore out there than Mahomes.
Yeah, it's never close to the same without Pat Mahomes out there for the Chiefs. But I think it's still going to be a really solid game overall. On the Chiefs side, while we're talking about the Chiefs, obviously you're not starting Matt Moore in fantasy. On the ground, maybe you could start LeSean McCoy just from sheer volume. I'm just going to temper expectations a little bit.
Flex option.
Yeah, he's a high-end flex for me just because of the volume. Obviously, Damian Williams, I'm not playing Damian or Darrell Williams in this matchup. Receiver-wise, I'm going to start Tyreek Hill, not a doubt. After that, I'm going to kind of stay away from those options there.
I think Watkins is a fine flex.
I'm not crazy about him. If you are so inclined, you can play
him. His target volume's been consistent.
But the production has not been there since week one. It's just not been there.
I think he's a good flex option. Right. I think there's a high chance he has a good game here.
Call your shot, man. Call your shot. I'm personally not taking that risk there with Watkins. I'll stay away. but obviously Travis Kelce, then he's an automatic play. Only the start that we'll be looking to make are like McCoy, Hill, and Travis Kelce this week from the Chiefs. Who are you starting on the Vikings side then, Andrew?
Vikings, Dalvin Cook, automatic play every single week. Adam Thielen, if he comes back in this game, you're playing Adam Thielen, and you're playing Stephon Diggs. Both wide receivers should be played. Kyle Rudolph, no, don't play him. Even when he was back and with those wide receivers out, he still hasn't done a ton. So I'm playing both wide receivers and Dalvin Cook, and I think Kirk Cousins is still a fine streaming play. It's not an amazing matchup against the Chiefs. It's not, you know, you're not playing at home against the Dolphins or something, but this is still a streamable week for Kirk Cousins, and he's been on a tear. So Cousins, Dalvin Cook, and the two wide receivers for the Vikings side. Moving over to the Titans at Panthers. The Titans, man, Ryan Tannehill versus Kyle Allen.
Woo-wee.
These are some Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Oh, I love it.
Here we go. For the Titans, Derrick Henry is their offense, period, at this point. They're wide receivers. You were hoping that it would be predictable last week and you'd be able to cash in on A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, but didn't really happen. So are you expecting something to trend in a different direction for the wide receivers? Are you stashing some of them? Are you playing any of them?
I'm going to stay away from them, from starting them this week, if at all possible. I'm not dropping them. I think they're still very good assets as the season goes along. The Titans do have some of the strongest schedule going forward for the wide receiver position. They have some juicy matchups going forward, so definitely hang on to them, as tough as it may be after that dud performance last week.
I did drop A.J. Brown.
I know you did. But
for Devontae Parker,
that's says. Disgusting. Welcome to week 9, guys. Yeah. It's horrible.
Love that transaction.
Woo! But yeah, I would definitely still stash those guys if you have that spare roster spot, for sure. Especially Corey Davis, he's the number one in that offense. I think he still does have a good rapport with Ryan Tannehill. It just didn't happen last week. The Bucs defense played a pretty good game overall, so I would still kind of wait and see with those guys. I'm just not playing them this week. That Panthers defense is pretty solid. Only guys I'm really looking to play from the Titans side would be Derrick Henry. I might play Jonu Smith at the tight end position, just because how gross it is out there. Mm-hmm. And Jonu Smith is coming off a very good game last week, so definitely play him.
Yeah, and for the Panthers, Christian McCaffrey, auto start. And then for wide receivers, you have DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel there. Are you confident in either? I'm assuming you would lean more towards DJ Moore.
I mean, I'm not confident in either of them right now, but you should play them.
Flex level plays. They're, both?
They are flex level plays for me this week. Maybe DJ Moore may be a low end two or hot, like, or wide receiver three as well.
Yeah.
But they're both startable assets, I think, this week. You might have to with these bye weeks right now, but they're definitely you can start them if you have to.
DJ Moore or Sammy Watkins?
I'll go DJ Moore.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. DJ Moore or Devontae Parker?
Give me Parker.
Oh, wow. That's DJ Moore, huh?
It's so gross.
All right, let's get into... also, I think the Panthers' defense is a decent play at home against the Titans. Let's get into the Redskins-Bills, the last 1 o'clock game. Redskins' Case Keenum is still going to be the quarterback. Terry McLaurin hasn't really gotten it going recently, and he's playing against the Bills this week. So do you see him getting back on track or more of the same?
No, I'm not playing McLaurin this week. I actually traded for Terry McLaurin. Maybe I'll be shipping him out soon. We will see. He may be a trade piece for me moving forward. But McLaurin this week, not a good matchup against the Bills. The Bills' secondary is their strong point of that defense there. So stay away from McLaurin this week, not the best matchup. But staying on that Redskins side, Adrian Peterson, I think he's a very solid start this week. We just saw the Eagles torch them on the ground there. Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard. One thing Bill Callahan loves to do with his Redskins, he loves to run the ball, even if the game script says otherwise it is not the best move. He wants to just ground and pound all game long there. So AP is a very, I think he's a high-quality RB2 start.
Yeah, and they run the ball even when they're losing. So Adrian Peterson's a fine start at this point in the year. Man, that is, wow. And then... Tight end.
Bill's defense also.
Bill's defense
very,
is great.
Very good play.
I guess we can just move over to the Bills' side. Then you're playing John Brown. Great matchup against the Redskins. Wide receiver 2-level play. Devin Singletary or Frank Gore, are you playing either against the Redskins?
Yeah. I mean, I feel better about Frank Gore at this point in time. He has seen the lion's share of carries. But Devin Singletary, if you want to take a shot on someone, you could do a lot worse than him. He has that explosive play capability.
Singletary or McLaurin?
Singletary.
Okay.
Just because of the matchup there, I just do not trust McLaurin this week. I think he'll be lucky to go 4 for 50.
Yeah, it just shows how low we are on McLaurin right now for this week, because he's been good the whole season, but past few weeks, not so much.
Yeah.
And then Josh Allen, you're playing in a good matchup.
Josh Allen is a very high quality start this week. If you have him, play him. Like, I'm playing him over Carson Wentz this week. So, because Wentz is that bad matchup against Chicago, Allen has a very solid matchup. I think he's from that 7 to 10 range quarterback wise this week.
I think I might take Wentz over Allen.
Really?
Yeah. I think I might. It was my team, I think I might go Wentz.
It's close.
Need to win this game. The Bears' defense hasn't been that good. Mitch Trubisky's bad. Eagles could get good field position. Their defense.
Yeah, and they're going to run the ball. That's when they're at their best.
They are, but...
And the Bears are susceptible to the ground game.
We'll see. I might take Wentz over Allen, though. All right, well, let's go over to the Bucks-Seahawks. This should be a good game. I'm excited for this one. First 4 o'clock game. Buccaneers side, you're playing Mike Evans, Chris Godwin every single week. They're coming off the bye. I think they're coming off the bye this week. Or was that last week?
No, last week they played against the Titans.
Oh yeah. So, because I think Mike Evans went off, he had a really good game.
He went berserk.
Yeah. But the Bucs side, you're not playing either running back. You're not taking a shot, especially in a bad matchup against the Seahawks. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, you're playing. You're not considering streaming Winston here.
Yeah, I mean,
against the Seahawks?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd play Winston in this game.
If you need a streamer, I think Winston's a pretty solid option for you. The Seahawks, they do their damage against the running game, so they're going to be airing it out. Obviously, there might be a couple of mistakes in there for Winston. That's to be expected at this point. You kind of build in that buffer for his fantasy production at this point. So I think you can get a solid 18 points out of Winston this week.
Okay. Seahawks side, who are you playing besides Carson and Lockett?
Obviously, Russell Wilson.
Yep.
He's
top three play.
You know, I'm feeling pretty bold. I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you might want to play him.
Pretty good option there, I'll say. DK Metcalf also is a quality play. The Buccaneers, throughout the entire season, except for last week, they have been pretty susceptible to the pass. They're very efficient against the ground game, but that secondary is... they're beatable, and I think Russell Wilson will beat them. I just said Russell Wilson.
That should be his name. Russell Wilson. That'd be a better name. WW.
I think it's like have you seen The Big Bang Theory?
I've seen it, so, but I don't know what you're referring to.
They've Barry Kripke. He always has he's one of the scientists there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't say R's very well. Oh. Everything's like a W.
Well, I was like that for a while actually. When I was younger, I had to go to speech therapist.
Really?
And all I remember is that. When I would say a word right, and when I would pronounce it right, like, because I used to say white. Whenever I'd say right and use my R correctly, I'd get to get a little foam basketball, and I'd get to shoot it in a hoop.
What happens if you made it?
I get a prize.
What's the prize?
You know, like a cheap pair of sunglasses, a little toy, something like that.
Okay.
Occasionally candy, too.
Okay.
But I think it had to be like a Friday or something.
Ah.
But anyway, besides my speech therapy adventures as a child.
But Russell Wilson is a very good play this week. I feel pretty good about him overall. That's probably about it from the Seahawks
side. Defense, though?
They're an all right play this week.
Spoiler, I'll be talking about them later.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
This is against Jameis Winston. This man throws interceptions like it's his job, okay?
He throws those interceptions like he's handing out candy on Halloween.
Yeah, and do you think he does? Does he hand out candy?
He probably throws it to the wrong
kid. You know what he does?
He throws it to the wrong kid.
He probably scares kids. They walk up for candy, and he's like... And then he starts eating his fingers he's eating the W. Yeah, he starts eating the W. And no, the kids are like, what are you doing, Jameis?
There's probably a little like zombie kid dressed up on his front porch step. He's like, hey, buddy, you want that full-size Kit Kat? I remember using Kit Kat so much. Full-size Hershey bar, buddy.
Kit Kats are amazing.
Yeah, Reese's are better, but hot take. But anyway, he's like, hey, buddy, you want this candy bar? He's like, I sure do, mister. And then he opens a door, throws it behind him, intercepted by the ghost.
Intercepted.
So then he closes the door and walks away.
Oh, God.
And the kid never gets his candy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I guess let's try and talk about this Lions-Raiders game. The Lions offense, start them all up this week. Even TJ Hawkinson, Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones, I think. Take your shot on Marvin Jones as a wide receiver two, low end wide receiver two. So
what do we do with Ty Johnson there?
Yeah, he sits on your bench. That's what you do with Ty Johnson. He sits on your bench and you hope somehow they decide to give him a lot of carries.
Asking for a friend, if Ty Johnson's out there, do you scoop him up?
Depends who you have. I mean, they have like four running backs they're going between right now. So sure, if you want to take the shot. But, I mean, I won't be picking him up anytime soon. I'd rather have Devontae Parker than him. So, yeah. But Matt Stafford is a great play this week. I wouldn't play any of the running backs for the Lions, even in a juicy matchup. As I said, Galladay, Marvin Jones are fine plays, along with TJ Hawkinson. The Raiders side, Josh Jacobs, and then, Tyrell Williams. Who else are you playing? Darren Waller.
Darren Waller, each and every week. He is amazing.
Yeah.
That's probably...
Think about where he'll go Derek Carr. Where do you think he'll go in drafts next year?
Probably,
second round?
No, not
third?
Second. I'm thinking third or fourth.
I don't know. He might go up really high, dude.
I don't think he'll go... He's not going second round.
There might be a lot of hype. There might be a lot of hype.
Third, fourth round, that's the sweet spot for him, I think.
Around where Kittle and Ertz went this year. Man, if you drafted Ertz, you are not happy. And then Derek Carr, you're streaming him.
Derek Carr is a good streaming option if you need one.
And I wouldn't play either defense in this game.
No.
Both offenses are good and put up a good amount of points. Moving over to the Packers at Chargers. Aaron Rodgers has been on fire playing against the Chargers. Decent matchup for him. You're playing Aaron Jones. You're playing Aaron Rodgers. Davante Adams should be back. So because of that, are you playing any other receiving options? MVS, Geronimo Allison.
If Adams is back, sure. But I don't know if he's going to play. It's kind of like 50-50 at this point.
You're saying if he's not back, you can play one of the wide receiving options?
Yeah, if he is not back, you can play one of those options. I would probably rank MVS as the highest option there out of that bunch. But if Adams is active, it's kind of iffy at that point who I will play. I mean, maybe you could still take a shot at MVS if you're desperate. But for the most part, I'm just going to go Adams or bust there.
And then Jimmy Graham, take the shot on him as normal. Chargers side, you're playing Austin Eckler and Melvin Gordon. Are you playing both?
Yeah, I would play both. I think I would rank Gordon higher than Eckler.
I would too.
Yeah, so Gordon I think a higher end RB2. I think Eckler is at low end RB2 range. They're both going to be great this week. The Packers, if they're bad against anything, they're bad against the
should
run.
Be really high scoring, I would think. Packers secondary is decent, though, but it should still be a high scoring game. And then you're playing Keenan Allen. Mike Williams is a flex level option.
It's not the best matchup this week, but you could probably flex him.
Hunter Henry is an automatic start. Then let's go into the Browns Broncos. Who are you starting on the Browns side?
So on the Browns side, I am not playing Baker Mayfield. I think we've all kind of established that at this point. He's probably on your waiver wire right now, if anything. But running back-wise, Nick Chubb each and every week, no matter the matchup. Odell Beckham, same thing. We're kind of getting close to that point. He's matchup reliant, but I still would play Odell, no doubt. Jarvis Landry, I might stay away from him if you need to. Very low-end flex option for Jarvis Landry. This Broncos defense, they're pretty stout overall. They've been pretty good this year. They're great against the pass, so it kind of worries me with these pass-catching options. Definitely temper expectations a little bit there. That's probably about it. I'm going to start from the Browns side.
Yeah, and then the Broncos side, Noah Fant, you can't start him. If you were trying to take the shot, if he's on your bench, just drop him. This could be his breakout week, but we've been saying that for the past 3 weeks. So Noah Fant, drop him. Wide receiver-wise, Emmanuel Sanders isn't there. Cortland Sutton, you're starting him every week. Deshaun Hamilton, you're not playing. And Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, are you playing both?
Yeah, I think I would. Definitely. Phillip Lindsay, I think they're both RB2s this week for the most part. Lindsay and Freeman.
Lindsay is the higher upside.
I would rank Lindsay over Freeman, but they're both RB2s. So play them both.
And moving over to the Patriots-Ravens game, the Sunday night game. This should be a great game. Patriots side, they've been dominating the run game. Sony Michel, you're starting him every week here. He's had some weird games, but he's the workhorse back. You have a guaranteed workload there on the best offense in the league, arguably with the Chiefs. And then wide receivers, Edelman, you're starting. You're not starting Sanu, right? We're not taking that shot.
Not yet.
And Brady, do you consider playing him against the Ravens?
Yeah, I would play Brady. You might have to. I mean, you've been riding him all season. I think he's the quarterback 6, so there's no reason to kind of sit him down at this point. He's pretty consistent each and every week.
Then for the Ravens side, you're playing Mark Ingram here at a low-end RB2 level.
I think even at a flex level this week. The Patriots defense, they are gross against the run for those opposing running backs. So, yeah, you still need to play Ingram, but just definitely temper expectations for him.
And then for wide receivers, probably no Ravens wide receivers.
I'm not playing anybody from that wide receiver.
So, really, with the Ravens, you're just playing what? Mark Andrews and Mark Ingram? Two marks?
Lamar Jackson, if you need to.
A good matchup at all.
I know it's not, but just that rushing floor. Is there the concerns for turnovers that does lie there? But if you have a better option, play the better option at this point. Like, I would go Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson this week.
I'd go a lot of people over Lamar Jackson this week. Then moving over to the last game, Monday night game, Cowboys-Giants. Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott, you're starting. Amari Cooper should be good to go. He's back, and you're starting him every week against this awful Giants secondary.
Same thing with Michael Gallup, playing him as well.
And Jason Witten, you considering this in divisional matchup?
Take a shot, why not?
I mean, he gives you a baseline of, like, I guess 4 points or something like that. But
he will not goose you like O.J. Howard has.
And then Dak Prescott is a good play. Start Dak Prescott up in this matchup. Yep, all I'm going to say about that. Giants side. For the Giants, you're playing Golden Tate, I think, is an okay play. Darius Slayton, he had a good week last week, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good matchup for him, but he's basically the number one outside receiver. Yeah, if you're really, really desperate, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Devontae Parker over Darius Slayton.
Oh, for sure.
What is his even name? Preston Williams over...
Okay, we've gone from Preston to Patrice to
because
Patrick.
Because I said Patrice, and it makes me think it's Patrick.
Oh, no.
Okay, and I like SpongeBob.
Poor Patrice.
Okay. All right, so also for the Giants, then Evan Ingram is an auto start. Daniel Jones, any thoughts on him playing?
Not this week?
All right, I think that's about it for our matchups. Let's get into our phenomenal starts. Why don't you start us off with your quarterback, Justin?
Okay, Andrew. So, my phenomenal start of the week.
Phenomenal.
Start of the week at the quarterback position is the man we have longed to see perform all season long, the man we've predicted all season long to be a killer out in the field.
Nick Foles.
Garner Minshew. Oh, we didn't guess it. Okay, good. Yeah, but so Garner Minshew of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Minshew Mania, is in full swing, coming off two performances, 21 points and 24 fantasy points the last 2 weeks. He faces a very wounded Houston defense who ranked 27th against the fantasy quarterback, and they are in London. I think the British will love him.
The British are coming for Minshew.
Yeah, Minshew Mania, baby. Whoop. So people love Garner Minshew. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Garner Minshew Halloween costumes this year. I saw on Twitter Field Yates of ESPN.
I saw that too. Yep.
He was dressed up as Garner Minshew. Pretty good look there for him. Looked pretty authentic. So Garner Minshew, maybe fire him up. I think he's a top 10 play this week, and you can probably scoop him up off the waiver wire. If he's still there, please scoop him up and play him. He's a great option for you this week.
I'm taking Matthew Stafford at quarterback for my phenomenal start. Past 2 weeks, 28.56 fantasy points and 23.38 the next game. Stafford's just been on fire the past few games, so he's going up against Oakland, who's 31st against the fantasy quarterback, 30th against the pass. This is a juicy matchup. You have stars at wide receivers with Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay. Start up Matthew Stafford with confidence this week. should be a pretty high-scoring game against the Raiders. So you shouldn't have to worry about. And it's not like, honestly, the Lions aren't going to be running out the clock. Who do they have to run out the clock? Like, no one. So, yeah, let's move into your running back, Justin. Who are you working with at running back?
So my phenomenal start at the running back position is Jordan Howard of the Philadelphia Eagles, coming off a great game up in Buffalo last week, 23 carries, 496 yards, and a touchdown. So fun fact, this 23 carries is actually the most carries for running back under Doug Peterson as head coach of the Eagles. So that's a great trend to be following at this point. They trust him with that workload, especially if Miles Sanders is not 100%. They're not going to try and risk him as the season progresses because the bye week is next week for the Eagles. So no need to risk that injury for Miles Sanders. And it's a revenge game, like I mentioned before, for Jordan Howard. He's going to want to show up against that former team of his. They're at home finally after a month, so they're going to look to feed him early and often, I think, in this one, because the Bears, they rank 24th against the fantasy running back. That pass rush is gross there in Chicago, so they're going to look to get after Carson Wentz. They're going to look to ease that pressure on him by giving it to Jordan Howard, so play him with a lot of confidence.
My running back is going to be Tevin Coleman.
Coleman.
Now, granted, as you're hearing this, I hope you started Tevin Coleman. Either way, you'll see our tweet that says start Tevin Coleman this week. Last week he went off.
And if it blows up in our faces, Andrew can just go back and edit this out.
Yep, exactly.
So it's a win-win for him.
Coleman went off 11 for 105 and had, what, he had two receptions for 13 yards, a receiving touchdown. He had three rushing touchdowns. So he's going up against Arizona. So right now the 16th against the fantasy running back, but they're 25th against the run, so this is a great matchup. The 49ers should be getting ahead in this game. Play Tevin Coleman with confidence this week as a high-end RB2, in my opinion.
So my wide receiver start of the week is Robbie Anderson of the New York Jets.
This is a pretty spicy pick because you're calling for essentially the breakout game for him.
I'm calling my shot.
Yeah.
With Robbie Anderson. I think this is the week at Miami. Xavien Howard, he's done for the year. There's no Aqib Talib. So that's secondary. Who's going to guard him vertically down the field? Darnold, he has looked his way. The last few weeks, he's seen 22 targets the last three games. It hasn't really panned out except for that Dallas game 3 weeks ago now. He had 21 points that week, then 1.5 against the Patriots. Not a great game, but it's the Patriots. And last week, he had 6.3, 4 for 43 against the Jaguars on the road. They're kind of upper echelon, top half against the fantasy wide receiver. He gets the Dolphins, who are currently ranked 24th, but I think that rank will go down as the season goes on just because of that injury to Xavien Howard not having him back there. He's the main guy that was really guarding him. We saw it last week once he went out. Mason Rudolph, he started to turn things up, crank it up a notch there. I think he was negative fantasy points for most of the game. I think he finished with 16 points. So he's getting the ball to his receivers down the field. We saw Deontay Johnson and Juju have good games. I think Robbie Anderson's going to have a great game with Sam Darnold.
My phenomenal start at wide receiver is John Brown. Now, let me just preface this by last week he played against the Eagles. It was a great matchup. He only put up, he had 8 targets, 5 receptions for 54 yards. So it wasn't what you were hoping for, but this week he is at home again against the Washington Redskins. I'm telling you to start him with confidence this week as a wide receiver too. John Brown is the main target in that offense, and they should easily be able to score against these Washington Redskins. They could get in good field position because of their defense, Case Keenum turning the ball over. So I'd start up John Brown this week with confidence. They're 18th against the fantasy wide receiver, so towards the middle of the pack, but John Brown will have a great game this week. Who is your tight end this week?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down and dirty with this tight end pick. It's pretty gross out there this week with some of these matchups, but I'm going to go with TJ Hockenson, calling my shot. He's at the Raiders this week. The Raiders are horrendous against the tight end. They are third worst in the league against the tight end position. Hockenson, he has not been great the last few games, but he's seen some targets. He's seen 12 targets the last 3 weeks, so that's a decent target share for a tight end. And with the Raiders struggling so much against the tight end position, the The Lions are going to air it out a little bit with Matthew Stafford. He's a great matchup. I'm going to hope that those two coincide a little bit this week. I think Hockenson will find the end zone, and I think he'll have a solid fantasy day for you.
Now, my tight end, you're going to have to tell me if this is allowed, but I have Hunter Henry.
Oh, come on.
I can't do Hunter Henry.
I dove so deep.
All right, well, then I guess, you know what? I guess
no, fine. Go with it. Go with it. We'll go with it.
It's such a bad landscape. Okay, this is just like a PSA of me saying tight ends are bad this week, okay? That's why I'm saying Hunter Henry. But I'll give you another name, and that's who I'm going to be starting on my team. That's Eric Ebron. I don't feel good about the start at all, but Pittsburgh is 25th against the fantasy tight end, so you can take your shot on Ebron. It should hopefully be a high-scoring game. I mean, that's if Pittsburgh can actually score. If they can't, the Colts could end up running out the clock with Marlon Mack. But Eric Ebron, I'll make him my start of the week. Hunter Henry, just a boost of confidence for you to start Hunter Henry. And then moving over to our defenses, I'll just do mine right off the bat here. My defense is the Seattle Seahawks, as I mentioned earlier. I know Justin might not be a big fan of that against Winston, right. But I like to play my defenses against the Buccaneers.
If Winston's going to throw those passes like he's throwing at those candy bars to those kids,
yeah, exactly.
You're in really good hands.
Exactly. You're going to have Bobby Wagner go out, catch a candy bar. He's going to be like, oh, what kind of candy bar is this? And it's going to be a whole big box of Skittles. He's going to catch all the Skittles. Marshawn Lynch is going to come off the bench. He's going to give him to Marshawn Lynch because Marshawn Lynch is back in Seattle. Did you know that? Nope. He's coming back this game. Welcome, Marshawn Lynch.
Is he actually in Seattle?
No. But it fit along with my story. Who's your defense?
So my defense is the Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Chicago Bears. If you've watched the Chicago Bears the last few weeks, we've realized Mitchell Trubisky is not a good quarterback. This Eagles pass rush, they're starting to get a little healthier. Timmy Jernigan's back at practice. That's going to help solidify the interior line. Eagles are very good at shutting down the run, so they're going to shut down David Montgomery. So they're really going to make the Bears one-dimensional. Really, they're going to be in his face all day long. I think it's going to be a really low-scoring game overall this week between both defenses. I think there's going to be some mistakes made by Trubisky, so I rely on those turnovers. Maybe one goes back for a touchdown. You never know with this team. So I think the Eagles' defense are a very strong start coming off that great game in Buffalo.
Those were our phenomenal starts at all of our positions. We broke down the matchups. We broke down the matchups for you. We gave you a trick-or-treat segment. I hope you guys have a great Halloween. If you don't already know, follow us. What are our socials, Justin?
They are at the FF Phenoms. You can find myself at Justin Herforth. You can find Andrew at PhenomAC. So we're great Twitter. I cannot say my R's.
I think we just need to end the podcast.
Say my R's today.
What is it's something in the air. It's because it's Halloween, okay? There's some spooky stuff going on.
It's spooky season,
y'all.
We're
getting scared. We're a little scared over here.
My hands are shaking.
Yeah, we're shaking. But yeah, that's where you follow us. Thank you guys for listening.
On Twitter.
Talk to us on Twitter if you guys have any other questions.
I can actually say my R's on Twitter.
I hope so. It's great. Except that misspell stuff, then it gets an autocorrect, and then autocorrects my autocorrect, and it just gets in a whole mess. Anyway, I think we should leave now. What do you think?
That's fine.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, peace.